1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump has arrived at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, where he'll stand trial in his New York hush money case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
Traffic was briefly halted. Pedestrians stopped in their tracks on the sidewalk as former President Trump's motorcade pulled up, and he entered this courthouse to both cheers and boos from a small group of protesters gathered outside, helicopters flying overhead. He is, after all, a former president and the Republican nominee in 2024, so the security is extra. Everything about this is extra.
First up, jury selection. Hundreds of New Yorkers are waiting in the jury room. The lawyers for both sides will have questions for them.
It's going to be things like, have you ever been to a Trump rally? What media do you watch? I mean, do you watch MSNBC versus Fox News? These little sort of details will tell you a lot.
ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams, and this is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials say there's at least a high risk of wildfires across Wisconsin today. The Department of Natural Resources says dry brush and windy weather make for perfect conditions for wildfires. Wisconsin firefighters were called to more than 30 fires across the state over the weekend. Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore is speaking out about a swatting incident at her home last month. Someone called the police to claim a kidnapped woman was in Moore's basement.
I do feel concerned that people will be confused and misguided and misled, and this may decrease. This is a voter suppression tactic.
Moore spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. It looks to be a while before the Pizza Ranch restaurant in Verona can open again. A fire at the restaurant broke out late Saturday afternoon. Crews from surrounding communities helped Verona firefighters put it out. Crews were still at the scene into the evening. It's not clear what caused the fire. The restaurant's operators posted on social media that everyone is safe and that the restaurant will be closed until further notice. After a ballot recount Friday, the Dane County Board of Canvassers is declaring David Peterson the winner of the county board race in Cottage Grove by just 5 votes. Peterson faced Loreen Gage. The race for District 36 was the closest by far of any in the April 2nd spring election. Both got a little more than 1,400 votes. County Clerk Scott McDonald says the recount went smoothly and reinforces the accuracy of elections. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched 5 innings and kept us to 3 runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISOed the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So we couldn't fix this problem at any time. They have proven and shown us that they're not interested in that. What I think is likely happening now, and what the legislative Republicans have told us, what Leader Toma over in the House has said publicly, is that we're going to, you know, put the brakes on this, and we need to have a talk about it, and we need to consider what we're going to do next.
Yeah. That is Senator Eva Birch in the state Senate in Arizona, yep, talking about how the Republicans are refusing to do what they need to do and overturn that abortion ban from 1864.
Yep.
I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Chris Lavoie is with moi.
Uh-huh.
See, that worked, right?
Yeah, kind of. Sorry. Sure.
Yeah. My French is better than Ms. Miller's.
And Stephanie is resting after coming back late last night from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, yes,
where
she
there
is.
Was a very successful Sexy Liberal show.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Ow.
And tickets are on sale now for the next one in Philly.
In Philadelphia. So y'all go. They've got JoJo from Jurors.
Yep.
Glenn Kirshner, correct?
And Lindy Lee.
And Lindy Lee are all on panel. So that's a humdinger of a panel.
Yes, it is.
Right there.
And it's an easy drive from either New York or D.C. or Baltimore.
Train rides?
Yeah.
It's easy to get to Philly.
Exactly.
From that part of the planet.
That's right.
Very, very easy. I highly recommend getting tickets. VIP tickets are going fast.
And we have a listener hotel.
Yes.
With special rates that you can get. If you're traveling to Philadelphia, just go to sexyliberal.com to find out all information about the listener hotel where people can gather and
have a good time, meet other Steph heads.
Exactly.
That sounds like fun. Uh-huh. That sounds like a total lots of fun. Marie in Atlanta, hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
So you guys were talking about the jury selection,
yeah,
also known as either voir dire,
uh-huh,
or if you're from the South, it could be voir dire.
Voir dire.
Or it could be voir dire.
Yes, right. Voir dire.
Yes.
To see and to say.
It can actually depend. So here's how it works. There are, in most jurisdictions, there are a certain number of peremptory charges.
And right.
Peremptory charges are, they're not necessarily based on this person said something really crazy that there's no way they'll be fair.
Right.
It could be, like if you saw the Curb Your Enthusiasm, the last episode,
uh-huh,
where he's like, well, that person, he just doesn't look like he would like me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That person looks like they're wearing red, and people who wear red are bad people.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. You get a limited number of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there's the people that you can excuse for cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be someone who says, I can't be fair to this person,
mm-hmm,
or I have feelings about this person that I would hold against them,
mm-hmm,
or I believe certain things about people like this person that I couldn't put aside.
Right.
And they don't necessarily, people don't always say, I can't put that aside. So what you'll see is the attorneys, and obviously we won't see it in this case because it's not televised, right. But the attorneys will ask questions about what that person responded on the questionnaire or, you know, will ask them certain questions. And they may, in the process of saying what they're saying, they may reveal that that's something they couldn't, they really couldn't get around. And the attorney for the other side will try to rehabilitate that witness.
Right.
Well, now, Ms. So-and-so, you said that you don't like this defendant. But are you saying that you couldn't follow the law if that judge tells you that you have to give them a fair trial?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, most people are going to say, of course I would follow the law. Or, you know, but there are going to be some people who would say, you know, I really can't get past how I feel about that person.
Right.
You know, and so that would be an excusal for cause. There's not really a limit on the number of excusals for cause.
Okay.
But there is something called a Batson challenge.
Right.
And a Batson challenge is where you can say, Your Honor, I think that the prosecution rejected this person for an improper purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get rid of all the black people, or they're trying to get rid of all the women, or,
right.
the, you know, fill in the whatever.
Right.
Right. So that's how it goes. There's not really a limit on excusals for cause. There is a limited number of peremptory challenges, and both sides get the – I just get the wiggles about that person. I just don't want them.
Yeah.
Right.
This one gets a limited number.
Okay.
All
and
right.
So the game that you play, and I'll say this real quick. So the game that, and I don't mean it as a game, but the thing that the strategy that each side employs is, do I reject person number five
mm-hmm.
when I know that based on what person number 20 said, I don't feel good about them?
So right.
It's this sort of like, How many of my peremptory challenges do I use before I get stuck
right.
with whatever the other side decides they're not going
right.
to get rid of?
So there's right. an art to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Jury selection, there are actually jury selection consultants.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Dr. Mm-hmm. Phil got his fame?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Oprah inflicted Dr. Phil upon us.
Exactly. Well, he did his job for her quite well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'll give him that. Well, thank you so much, Marie, for calling. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Well, that was very helpful.
That was.
It's good that we have these lawyers.
Yeah, I did not know that they only get a certain amount of he feels hinky to me.
Yeah, I think they each get 10 in this case.
Okay.
Which isn't a whole lot.
Okay.
Because they're seating 18 people.
Yeah.
12 and then 6 alternates, I believe.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get through it in a short period of time, but people are thinking it's going to take a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's just going to. It's too high profile a case for it not to.
Yeah.
And the jurors are getting, I guess, the questionnaires today, and they fill them out, and then they I don't know quite how that, unless they already, the jury pool was already selected and they were handed the questionnaires last week.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I have literally no idea. And Donald was very upset.
Oh,
today.
No.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I can't do his voice.
Okay.
He troughed.
Uh-huh.
He says, as virtually every legal scholar has powerfully stated, no.
No.
The Biden-Manhattan witch hunt case, no.
No.
Is, among other things, barred by the statute of limitations,
no.
No. This trial should be ended by the highly conflicted presiding judge. The radical left Democrats are already cheating on the 2024 presidential election by bringing or helping to bring all of these bogus lawsuits against me, thereby forcing me to sit in the courthouses and spend money that could be used for campaigning instead of being out in the field knocking crooked Joe Biden out, the worst president in the history of the United States. Election interference.
If you don't want to sit in court, don't be criming.
Don't be criming. It's to bring
Doi,
exactly. To bring a case against a previous president takes some cojones. And Alvin Bragg was the first one to take that leap. And yes, there is no mandatory sentence for this crime,
right.
unfortunately. But it's a big deal, this crime. These are felonies that he is up against.
Right.
And luckily, Alvin Bragg is allowed to introduce evidence showing that it was election interference.
Yeah.
Because that was a problem. If he wasn't able to do that, then it would not be a felony. It would be a misdemeanor. And then why bother with this?
Right.
So hopefully they get through jury selection quickly
uh-huh.
without too much problems. And I hope every juror is impartial and does their job according to the law.
Yeah.
Like the woman, remember in the Manafort case?
Uh-huh.
She was a MAGA.
Yeah.
And she convicted him
yeah.
as much as she didn't want to.
Right. Well, a lot of times when you're sitting in a jury, there is such importance placed upon what you're doing that you can't help but feel impartial. That's how I felt, you know, in the jury that I sat on.
Was it a criminal trial or a civil? Do you remember?
It was a contract dispute, so it was probably civil.
That's civil.
Yeah, it was a contract dispute. But, you know, there's so much importance and ceremony to what you're doing that you can't help but feel the weight of American justice upon you.
Yeah, I mean, having been called to sit in the jury room and wait to be called to court, and having sat and questioned twice now, there is something about being there that is important.
And it makes you feel like you want to
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So
even MAGA people.
Even MAGA people. Well, if they're supposed to believe in law and order.
That's right.
At least that's what they tell us. What do I know?
Right.
What do I know? Oh, look, it's Boo Boo Foo Foo.
Boo Boo Foo Foo.
Hi, Karen. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What a morning. So I just want to say, you know, they don't believe in anything that they say that they believe in. They're not the party of law and order. It has all been a grift. Just like Stuart Stevens said, it's all been, you know, it was all a lie. The reality of the situation is, you know, they have been able, all this disarray with the Speaker of the House and everything, who, you know, F him for running down to his shadow president and kissing the ring.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking at. We have a Republican Party that is taking orders from somebody who is not the president of the United States.
Right.
They were easily infiltrated by the Tea Party movement. They have been easily infiltrated by MAGA, who takes their marching orders from Donald Trump and also Vladimir Putin. So I just, they don't want to do anything. So when they smash things, they've always done that, smashed it, and then complain about how government is broken. They have sown distrust with their constituents in Washington, in government, to be able to advocate for the people that they represent. And this is the problem. And the media has gone along with it. They have peddled this narrative that they're the party of law and order, that nothing is legitimate unless there are Republicans, that they're better on the economy.
They're not.
They're not.
It is not true.
Right.
It's
the Democrats always come up behind them and clean things up.
For years, for decades.
Exactly.
And so things get back to normal again. And so the Republicans, you know, want to mess things up again.
Yeah.
With their policies.
Exactly.
Yeah. It swings back and forth.
Absolutely. No, I mean, exactly. It's like a back and forth.
Yeah.
And then it just, it's enough. And I mean, but this is on the mainstream media. And when we have polling, again, the only reason the polling is what it is because people, you know, weigh in based off of the information that they get. So if they're not getting good information from the media, then they're not going to have a favorable opinion of Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Who, by the way, has gotten more progressive policies passed than any president in our lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
He's following an
LBJ. Not bad for being a moderate, huh?
Not bad for being a moderate at all. I always said, get him progressive legislation, he will sign it into law, which is another reason we all have to get out and vote. You know?
Thank you. Oh, and Jody, can I just say really quickly before I go, thank you for connecting me with Christy.
Oh, my pleasure.
So we're going to make a date.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Her son is lovely. He's just adorable. He's adorable.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you guys hooked up. I appreciate you doing that too. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. My pleasure.
All right. Have a wonderful day, sweetie. All right,
honey.
Bye.
Love you guys. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, I hooked her up with a friend of ours whose son is trans.
Okay.
He's young. He's only 7.
Right.
And so I figured since Karen has a trans child as well, that would be a good hookup for our friend. So it was very nice of Karen to answer that call for our friend. It is 19 minutes after the hour already.
All right. And this portion
of the show, of the Stephanie Miller Show,
brought to you by
Cozy Earth.
Oh, the coziness of our Earth.
Exactly. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality like I do? I need to give me some Cozy Earth. So we need to put you guys onto something that'll transform your sleep. It's called Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy I can speak. Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for Stephanie's listeners. Use code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Get big savings on vinyl plank flooring right now at Menards. Update the floors in your home with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring features an attached pad for added comfort and sound absorption. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring is perfect for active lifestyles. And right now, it's only $369 per square foot. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Price is good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Hi, it's 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who just got home from the launch of the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour in Minneapolis. Apparently, it was a humdinger of a show.
Yes.
And the next one coming up in Philadelphia.
Yep. And can't wait for that one.
So everybody, Stephanie will be back tomorrow. She just needed a rest.
We may. I mean, she is upstairs.
She is upstairs.
So we may hear from her today.
She might come down in the last hour. We're not sure. We're not, hey, lady. We're not yelling at her to come down because she doesn't have to.
No, she doesn't.
She does not have to at all. So, Steve in Minneapolis, you were at the show?
I was. Long time listener, second time caller for the first time in 89 years. And I want to implore, recommend to Joel, wholeheartedly endorse anyone who might be thinking, should I go to the show or not? Go to the show. It was so much fun, guys. Everybody was great. It was great to actually see Cliff Schechter in person.
Yeah.
So
the guests that you guys that are coming on the panel in future shows, I heard he's going to be there in Philadelphia. It's going to be a blast, and the panel was great, and the everybody's Stephanie was just hilarious. John Fugelsang, of course, did a bit that I had never heard before that was just fantastic. Let's just say it has something to do with Dr. Seuss. That was incredible, and the panel with everybody and Frangela were just terrific. So, two thumbs up, 5 stars, the whole bit. Sweet. Go if you're thinking of going, because you will not be disappointed.
Nice. That's awesome. A very nice endorsement. Thanks so much, Steve. That was great.
That was great, yeah.
That was unsolicited. That was an unsolicited testimonial about the show in Minneapolis.
But if you were at the Minneapolis show, call in.
Yeah,
we want to hear from you.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So apparently Donald has been ranting about Letitia Jones.
James?
No, he called her Letitia Jones after, of course, calling her peekaboo again. Yeah. He said they put him into the state of New York and then into the DA's office to run the case. This is being run by Biden. They put a man into the state, Letitia Jones. Peekaboo, I call her. Peekaboo Jones. Peekaboo. They put a man into that one, too. Letitia, they put a man into that one to run it, and he went into the DA's office. Something's not right.
No.
The brainworms are definitely getting to him more. A group of some people from the Lincoln Project tweeted, it's bad. His mental decline is getting worse by the day. Shallow State, wrote, wow, I just saw a video of Trump from a few hours ago. His right hand was gesticulating. His left arm clutched the podium. His energy was off, and he glitched several times. Without catching and correcting his gaffes, it was a veritable showcase of 3Ds, desperation, delusion, and dementia.
Yeah, Jonathan Lemire on Way Too Early this morning played a compilation of all the weird things that he said over the weekend during his speeches. And he's falling apart.
He is falling apart. I mean, we have some stuff that he said about RFK. So let's go with 11 just to start off on it. Here we go. Yeah, we got the time. Is it glitching? Is it my fault? Okay.
Oh, there's nothing in there.
There should be something in there. Okay. Then never mind.
All right.
I'll fix it. I will fix it. I'll fix it.
Okay.
That's on me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see.
It could be something with the program.
It could be, yeah. He's somebody else posted Jay Meany Pants, which I like that. He mostly speaks word salad, but even his word salad is struggling lately. An angry staffer said, Trump appears to be broken. Has anyone tried turning him off and on again? and then Ardent Dave tweeted, his handlers will never let him debate Joe Biden. And that is a correct statement. There is no way he's going to debate him.
No, absolutely not. Even though he's saying, Joe, debate me, Joe, debate me. There's no way.
There's no way. Absolutely not. No, he will not do it. He will not. It is 29 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
RFK Jr. is, as you know, the most...
So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky. 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RFK Jr. is, as you know, the most radical left candidate in the race. He's more so than the Green Party. He's more so than even Crooked Joe Biden. But he's got some nice things about him. I happen to like him. Unfortunately, he is about the Green News scam because he believes in that, and a lot of people don't. They want to see our country become rich. And
what does the Green New Deal, which is not a thing yet, have to do with not getting rich? Because if you invest, say, I don't know, in solar panels or other Green New Deal things, you could get very, very rich.
Their thing is that additional regulations on companies hurt profits.
you know, like clean water regulations, things of that nature.
Yeah. But you know, they do cost money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But we need to regulate things in order so that we don't die. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. People like to drink clean water and eat food that's not contaminated.
Right.
Breathe air
right.
that you can't see.
Right.
My old joke when I first moved to Hawaii was, I don't trust air I can't see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's so clean there.
Mm-hmm.
Except Oahu can get smoggy if it's not windy.
Right.
Seth, the homo of hope. Hi, Seth.
Hello, solo homo and Jomo Shomo.
Hi there.
Hello, Jomo. Hi there. You guys are doing fabulous, Fabu Plus.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
First, I want to say, I think there's some poetic justice in the fact that this trial starts today on April 15th,
mm-hmm.
tax day, because finally Trump is paying, it's coming due for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I do hope Stephanie makes an appearance. Otherwise, I'm going to believe that she's actually in New York City in that courtroom assessing jurors on her own, because I think she needs to do that. I feel like if I was a juror, I'd want to wear a paper bag over my head.
Yeah.
That would be my fashion statement, because I would be a little concerned. But I also want to say, like when you were talking about when people go to serve, mm-hmm. like that whole, there's a solemnness, like a seriousness that when you're there, like you go, oh my God, I have to follow the lines. I have to do this. You know, and I think that feeling is true for like most people. Mm-hmm. And me myself, I've never served because I think it becomes real clear to everybody that I have really bad judgment and nobody really wants the jury. But I'm really hopeful. I think I knew this day would come. Oh, here's the other interesting thing. You know, when Alvin Bragg first took office,
mm-hmm.
he dropped the investigation, and we were all freaked out about that.
I remember.
And here he is up first.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just goes to show we never really know what's going on.
Right.
You know, the appearances are one thing, but behind the scenes, it's usually a whole separate thing. But I really feel like I'm so optimistic about this. I think I think justice is going to be served, and I think Georgia is going to follow pretty quickly next. I just feel like that's the way the cards are working.
Uh-huh.
And and one last thing. It is a travesty that the Republicans now have to put refrigerator gate on hold to deal with Israel, because I think the whole issue of all of us having refrigerators in our house is just awful, and the Republicans need, you know, Biden needs to come in and take everybody's appliances. Like, they're just at a loss. Like, I just thought that was the funniest news story, that we're going to put refrigerator gate on hold for Israel. Like, this is what's important to those losers. You know, it's insane. Everything they do, remember, is a losing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Running on taking people's health care away, a losing strategy. I racked up $23,000 in health care in bills this past month, and I paid nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I paid nothing.
Good.
And it's like everybody should have that kind of health care. And running on that, we're taking that away, we're taking your Social Security away, is everything they do, everybody remember, is their investment in losing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to show up, we're going to vote, and we are going to celebrate, and it is, good times are happening, and I just really want to, I want everybody to know that, and I want everybody to feel that.
Oh,
and,
you're such a hopeful homo.
Yeah.
I am. I was born that way. I can't help it. Lady Gaga was right. I was born that way. So,
Well, thank you for that, honey. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that was very hopeful.
That was. Well, that's why we have him on. He's
exactly. The homo of hope. He's not the homo of filth, because that's a different guy.
That's right.
It's a different Seth.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake, by the way, has changed her position on abortion now, because she was all in favor. In 22, during her She's Not the Governor campaign,
right,
she expressed excitement over the possibility of that statute from 1864 becoming the law of the land in Arizona. As she literally said, I'm incredibly thrilled that we're going to have a great law that's already on the books. I believe it's ARS 13-3603, so it will prohibit abortion in Arizona except to save the life of a mother.
Right.
And I think we're going to be paving the way and setting the course for other states to follow. And then she put the brakes on that.
She did.
She says this total ban on abortion that the court just ruled on is out of line with where the people of the state are.
She's a flip-flopper.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. These issues are less about banning abortion and more about saving babies.
No, for you, it's more about politics and getting elected.
Exactly. She says, I agree with President Trump. This is such a personal and private issue. Then let's go back to Roe.
Right.
I choose life, but I'm not every woman.
The Republican Party has as a plank in its platform the elimination of abortion in America.
Mm-hmm.
She is running as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That is her position.
Mm-hmm.
So
and she said so.
And she's trying to run away from it, and the people of Arizona see through it.
Good. So Senator Gallego is on
Let's
his way.
So.
And she says, I choose life, but I'm not every woman. I want to make sure that every woman who finds herself pregnant has more choices. Then bring Roe back.
Sounds like you're pro-choice, Carrie.
Yeah, so that she can make that choice that I made. I'll never forget the first time I got pregnant. Taking that pregnancy test, looking down, and I was excited. But I'll be honest, I was afraid as well. I was nervous. I was anxious. And you decided to give birth.
Right.
Good for you.
That was your choice.
That is your choice.
Sounds like pro-choice, Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie. Are you sure you want to talk like this? I don't think your base is going to like it very much. She went on to say, right now, we're in the part where we're deciding the issue. And yes, it's painful. It's difficult. Yes, there are emotions that are so strong and people are angry. And people are sad and they're furious. This is the difficult part. I didn't get into politics because I thought it was going to be easy. I'm okay with the difficult part. So right now, we're in that part where we need to work through this issue. And thankfully, as we're working through the issue, it's just not going to be the abortion extremists calling the shots. People who are pro-life have the ability at this moment, thanks to Donald, to be involved in this process, to come up with the policies that will work to help women and save babies. Now, my question is, they want women to stay pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They want women to give birth. But then you're on your own.
Exactly.
In fact, you're on your own while you're pregnant, too.
Right, right.
It's not like they help you with prenatal care.
Right.
And make sure that you're healthy and having a healthy pregnancy. They don't care. They just care that you're pregnant.
Right.
That's where my brain starts to glitch. It makes literally no sense to me.
That's where they make no sense. Absolutely.
It makes no sense. She says, as your senator, you're not going to be the senator. I will oppose federal funding for abortion and federal banning of abortion. I'm not going to Washington, D.C. to impose federal restrictions on something that's already been sent back to the states. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to secure our borders, strengthen our families, and help President Trump make America great again.
Federal funds already don't go to abortion.
Exactly. It's called the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah.
It's like the stupid election integrity thing that Johnson was talking about with Donald down in Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a thing.
Right. It's not a problem that needs solving.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a solution in search of a problem.
Right. It's a talking point to his talk radio base and to her talk radio base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they secure the border. They could secure the border right now. Speaker Johnson, you have the capability of doing that. You have the votes.
Yep.
If you just do it. But you refuse to do your job.
Because that would give a win to President Biden.
But it wouldn't help. See, that's the thing. That border bill would help a lot.
Yeah.
It really, right. really would.
Right. But their big thing is not giving a win to Joe Biden.
Right, right. Exactly. Can you play 10 by any chance?
I can.
This is Eric Swalwell talking about certain things that we were just talking about as well in regard to the stupid meeting about non-citizens voting. Is it working? Oh, yay.
The border needs more resources.
Thank you.
In the way of border agents as well as judges to adjudicate cases.
Mm-hmm.
And gun violence is the number one killer of our children in America,
mm-hmm.
and nothing's being done on that. So if Speaker Johnson had spent more time in Washington rather than, you know, stoking an issue that's not there, perhaps we could address, you know, those three critical acute issues right now.
There you go.
Johnson is ineffectual.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he's awful.
He's making Paul Ryan look good. He's making McCarthy look good.
Yeah.
Those are not easy things to achieve.
Nope.
I mean, wow. Yeah, it's kind of amazing how awful he is.
Yep.
Anita in San Antonio, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you can't trust Republicans on anything. They have no principles.
Right.
No.
Right.
They just want to get they're only concerned about getting and keeping power.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, when she says that she's now all of a sudden for a woman's choice, because basically that's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just what, a year ago, she was saying She was for a total ban going back to 1864. Yep. I mean, they just don't have any principles.
Not at all.
Did anybody see that speech in Pennsylvania Donald Trump made where he talked about Gettysburg? I bring this up because you guys were talking about what a buffoon he is.
Yes.
This was so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Gettysburg, and he was describing it, and he said it was vicious, and he said all these things, and he goes, and it was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It was like he was talking about something like a book. He was like a little kid doing a book report on a book he never read.
Exactly.
The guy doesn't know anything about American history. He doesn't know anything.
Nope.
He doesn't know anything about government, and he doesn't care to learn anything.
No.
Right.
He was president for 4 years, and he still doesn't know about Gettysburg.
Right.
You could tell he had never... Somebody told him, you're going to be in Pennsylvania. You need to talk about Gettysburg.
Yeah.
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 You know? I mean, he's such a buffoon. I don't understand how anybody can think this man should be president and dictator. They think he should be dictator for life. This is the man they want for dictator for life.
Mm-hmm. That is the man that they want.
Adjudicated rapist, fraudster, con man, moron. I mean, he's a buffoon.
And he's weird.
And he's weird.
He's weird. He's very weird. Exactly. He's weird looking, just like he said. And he acts weird.
Mm-hmm.
His whole hand gestures, everything about him is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a normal human.
It's like he's never had any socialization with other human beings.
It's true.
He's only watched movies about how to interact with other people.
Yeah. How to behave like a human.
Right.
Yeah, and he surrounds himself with criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like an empty vessel, and they can get whatever they want out of him.
Exactly.
He wants to be president just to kind of make himself richer or to get away with... Yeah, he does the little double hand job thing too when he dances. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. He's weird.
So, yeah, I don't understand it. I'm completely I'm shocked by how many people think that this man... Or pretend that this man is fit to be president.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, Anita. Thank you so much for calling. She's absolutely, and he's boring to me.
Oh, sure.
He's dull, and because he keeps repeating himself. In fact, this speech about RFK, he kept repeating himself over and over and over again about how wonderful RFK is versus how it's very strange. Can we play? 12. Oi.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
I guess that would mean that RFK Jr. is going to be taking away votes from crooked Joe Biden, and he should, because he's actually better than Biden. He's much better than Biden. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. every single time over Biden, because he's frankly more in line with Democrats. RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is also a very liberal person, but that's okay. She's got plenty of money from her ex-husband.
Wow. He just... Wow.
Her ex-husband being Sergey Brin, one of the founders of Google.
Right.
Yeah.
He's done well for himself.
He has.
He's done quite well for himself. She's obviously not as nice as Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who is lovely.
Yes,
she keeps donating billions of dollars. She's a very nice lady. She does good with her money. She does very, very good with her money. Oh, my goodness. It is 48 minutes after the hour already. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Food, Dog and Bonnie's. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Bonnie and Clyde love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike so many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef, liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach.
What?
Gosh, that sounds
yummy.
Which are superfoods, by the way. Dr. Marty's used his own practice to help dogs thrive. It's not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch.
Uh-huh.
It's like you have kibble.
Right.
Only it's better. It's a huge... ingredients of wholesome and homemade food. I can talk. Dogs love the flavor, and save up to 54% on your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, which I know Bonnie and Clyde love those. It's their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique, and so are your cats.
Yep.
They have it for kitties, too.
That's right.
Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings, like an IRA or 401k, stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he wants more money for the universities of Wisconsin. Evers on Friday said he's going to ask the legislature for the largest investment in higher education in more than 20 years. Financial updates for seven campuses last week show stagnant or falling enrollment, rising expenses, and budget deficits. The O.J. Simpson murder trial was 30 years ago, but it changed the news business in ways we still see today. Experts say that's when news viewers started to let their feelings about events affect the way they view the facts.
Our emotions are definitely present, and that they may be swaying our thinking. So it's important to ask questions, to be skeptical.
Tessa Joles is with the Center for Media Literacy. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A crash that closed Highway 12 in both directions near Whitewater Saturday afternoon also killed three people and injured several others. Rock County deputies say it started when the driver of one of the three vehicles involved ran a stop sign at about noon. Deputies say the three people who died fell out of that van after it was hit by a third vehicle. Four other people in the crash were taken to the hospital. None of the three drivers was badly hurt. A local developer is moving forward with plans to turn a Super 8 motel on Hayes Road on Madison's east side into apartments. That's despite the high cost of having to abide by Wisconsin's electric meter policy. Wisconsin law requires an electric meter for each apartment unit. The Cap Times reports developer Wiseman Capital stopped pursuing a state waiver after one was denied for the developer of a similar project. Construction is set to start next month. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Not fit for president, not just that, not. But you're still going to vote for him. Yeah, and his only excuse was because 51% of the American public is with me. Although a recent, as Stephanie always said, the last 16 polls show, even that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of human being, I guarantee you, as much as I love is a strong word, as much as I respect a lot of Democratic politicians, if they did one-tenth of what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would not even vote for the person for dog catcher.
Right.
So what I they have made it impossible. Mm-hmm. I, at least at this point, as the Republican Party is, either they, many of them, support Trump wholeheartedly or they enable him. So that this party has to go.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Kevin. I mean, it's so weird to me that people that were, say, Nikki Haley's supporters or Ron DeSantis supporters, mm-hmm. and were vocally against. But look at Kellyanne Conway, how she was with Ted Cruz, and then how she became later. So there's something about power for the people that are around him and are supporting him that are public figures.
Right.
And then there are those that are duped by him that are his voters and his fans, I guess is the best way to call them. Mm-hmm. Because we don't I like Joe Biden.
No.
I'm going to happily vote for him again, but I don't need to
hear from him every single moment of the day.
Yeah, I want him to be doing his job.
Yes.
And I don't need him to be doing, I mean, he had to fly back from because of what happened in Israel the other day.
Yeah.
And apparently the Iron Dome held up, so that's good.
Well, but for the most part, apparently a little girl was injured.
And that's too bad.
Yeah. But the Iron Dome caught 99% of it.
Yeah, so they definitely, that
was impressive.
Good. Very impressive. Yeah. Very, very impressive. And so far, they haven't escalated the situation in Iran and in Israel. Hopefully,
the war cabinet has met today.
Right.
So we'll see what happens as a result of that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Lindsey Graham is pounding his chest, saying that we've got to bomb Iran. Because that's what Lindsey does.
Yep.
Which is just, no, let's not start World War III, please. Let's just not do that. Okay? All right. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean, the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never gonna work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip, it's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Your
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.